Yo, welcome to News in 120. We're Glitchy and Glitzy, your favorite gamer pups, and this is Doug Cardell's personalized news drop. Let's go.
4 stories, 120 seconds, zero fluff. Darling, we are absolutely built different.
First up, freedom of speech. A proposed Texas bill would make it a crime to hand out leftist literature. And that is a direct hit to free speech, like a ban on in-game chat, except way more serious.
Criminalizing pamphlets? Sweetheart, even my most dramatic outfit choices have never threatened democracy. This one is worth watching closely.
Next, central bank Fed chair nominee Kevin Warsh is pointing fingers at past Fed moves for feeding inflation. And if confirmed, that take could totally respawn how monetary policy gets played.
Blaming the central bank on your way into the central bank? Bold strategy, truly a sparkly power move wrapped in economic theory.
Now, religious conversion. UN experts are urging action after documented abductions and forced conversions of minority women in Pakistan, a serious human rights alarm that the global community cannot just mute.
Coerced conversion strips people of identity and legal protection. This story deserves every ounce of international attention it can get. Full stop.
Finally, ballot. Arizona courts dismissed a challenge to signature verification rules and drop boxes, so current early voting procedures stay intact. No glitch in the system today.
Courts doing their job, rules holding firm. Consider that a rare clean save. And on that note, Doug, stay gorgeous, and we'll see you next time on News in 120.